Thank you, Mr. Bowles. Good afternoon, everyone. As you already know, my job is a plasterer, and one of the few things I know a little bit about, which I found out this last week, a little bit is very dangerous. A little bit of knowledge is very, very dangerous. But I want to talk about something which I remember from my father, who was a master builder. He's been dead a number of years now. And my trade is a plasterer. His trade was a builder, a mason, if you like. And one of his tools, which always fascinated me as a child, partly because of my inability to grasp the intricacies of the English language, one of his tools was a plumb bob, which is simply a heavy weight, a plummet. And because the lead weight he used was in the shape of a plum, it was plum-shaped, the lump of lead that made the kept the line straight to show the perpendicular on a building surface. The very simplest of tools, any heavy weight suspended on a fine thread will tell you if something is upright, vertical, perpendicular, is in the right place for building. We've known for a long time that the analogy of building is used widely in the Bible. If you could turn with me, please, to Isaiah, one of the scriptures that uses the plummet or the plumb line. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. I better read it in the Bible. If I read it out of my notes, I may have failed to copy it correctly and illustrate what I'm talking about in a way I did not intend to. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste or not run away again. Judgment also I will lay to the line. The other aspect of building is, of course, to stretch a line to make sure everything is lined up together, is in the right place. And righteousness to the plummet. Another expression for this plumb bob. Very similar to what is used in fishing. A weight to length to put the line down. Or, of course, for taking soundings. Mark Twain, the author, took his name from the soundings on the American riverboat trade. That was the depth of the water, and the mark was taken by a lead weight just cast into the water. We didn't wait very long for that to see whether it was upright or no, but when it was straight up and down, that told you the depth when it was sitting on the bottom. Judgment is laid on the line, righteousness to the plummet. I started preparing the sermonette, and it was rather overtaken by Mr. Billingsley's sermon a couple of weeks ago about self-righteousness. We live in a world where it is very difficult not to judge ourselves by the circumstances in which we live. But this is dangerous. We have to be judged by God's plumb line. It's God's standard, not man's standard, not the society in which we live. We cannot rely on our measure. We have to look for and accept God's measurement, God's correcting and judgment. We have to compare ourselves with Christ and God the Father's plumb line to make sure we are upright, we are in the right place, we are being built as we know the spiritual analogy of the spiritual temple. Zerubbabel is spoken of as having a plumb line in his hand. We won't turn there, but in Zechariah chapter 4, again, this carries on. A good builder, a master builder, is someone who uses the plumb line before the days of the laser levels and things like that. One of the problems as someone working on the building trade nowadays, we don't use the plumb bob very often. It's a really major contract where someone uses the plumb bob. The plumb line or the plummet. We rely on things called spirit levels, just a length of plastic, wood, which contains a bubble. And I've always found the best ones, the one where the bubble is painted. It stays in one place, and wherever you put it... I wish I was jesting. I sometimes, when I'm struggling to get something upright, I actually wish that was true. I want the person to go cross-eyed and not see that I failed to put a window reveal in upright. We easily fall short of God's standard. The other problem when we are trying to arrange to build something or plaster something in the vertical is we allow our eye to be fooled by what is around us. You line up the bead using a window or a corner of a building or a door lining, which often is quite useful. It's a sort of shorthand, a shortcut if you like. But it presupposes that what you are measuring against is accurate to start with. Now, on many of the buildings that I work on, low-cost housing, if you can make it all look wrong, I mean, look right, even though it's wrong, it will be accepted. But that is the world's standard. That is the shortcut to profit. The wrong sort of profit for what we should be talking about today, of course. We're built on a foundation of God, Christ, and the apostles, and the prophets, not motivated by the short-term financial gain. We can turn next, please, to 2 Corinthians 10 to continue with this inappropriate comparison. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting in verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. This is thinking about the self-righteous element of things again. But they measure themselves by themselves. They're not using God's measurement. They're not using God's plumb line. They're using the standard they set for themselves. And humanly speaking, isn't it interesting how when we measure ourselves, it's a different measure from when we measure someone else. When someone else does something, it's disgusting. When we do it, there are extenuating circumstances. They measure themselves by themselves. Comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us. A measure to reach even unto us. That rule could be translated line, like a builder's line, or possibly a plumb line, if it's measuring the vertical, the perpendicular. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure. We need to know our place. We need to know where we should be. If we've been given the grace to do a job, make sure we stay with the job that we've been given. Not try to go beyond it. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labours. Paul was given a job to do. He did his job. He was not in competition with the Apostle Peter. God used them in their own particular areas. The majority of us are called to give support, to see that the job is done by helping and strengthening the minister. Mr. Armstrong enjoined us years ago to support him, to be back of him, not to take and do the job ourselves. Many people, there was a conversation I had a couple of weeks ago with Mr. Bowles about how many of my acquaintances who were in the church see themselves as ministers, church members just like myself, no particular training other than just years of being around the church, but they resent the training that has gone into a minister. They will turn around and sort of point to people who were arrogant, all the sort of negative things, instead of looking upon the qualities that can only be developed by the extra training that was given, by the teaching from men who were exposed closely to Mr. Armstrong. I never met Mr. Armstrong. I've only heard him on tape, or I think I heard him once or twice in a meeting where I was sat, you know, many, many yards away from him. I've had no personal contact with him other than the written word. We must be careful not to exceed our measure, as well as remembering that we must stick to the standard God has set, not cheat, not hold the spirit level with our thumb under it so that it looks right. The plumb bob of God's standard is what we have to follow and strive to be. Let us all strive to be upright and also not to go beyond the measure that God has given us.